Welcome everybody, shir number 823. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos, okay, we are in the middle of talking about the five grains, our simon, of course, Resh Ches, and we are going through the three different categories of the grains, the five grains, like we mentioned, oats, spelt, rye, wheat, barley. And we said generally, if it's a whole grain, it's going to be Ehu Adama. We'll talk about the flour part when it's plain flour, somebody's plain flour, Shahakal. And then, of course, if it's made into a dish, if it's cooked or baked, and depending on how it's made, it will be the Hamaitzi or a Mezonos. Okay, now, just backtracking, starting again with the grains, getting back to the grains, actually, we want to get, from this, we said we want to try and jump a little bit into some cereals, talk about a little bit possibly cereals. But before we get to the cereals, interesting thing, you have a granola bar, something again which we've spoken about in the past, but just to explain it. And the granola is actually oats. It's actually oats, and it's whole grain oats. So whole grain oats really means that it hasn't been processed, meaning hasn't been processed, that it's a whole grain. It's exactly that. Like we said in the Shulchan Aruch, what's the bracha on a whole grain, right? Even we saw last time the Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha, whatever, there's a machlokes if the outer part is taken off or have started to become broken up or whatever. But over here, it's mamish, it's a whole grain. So you take the whole grain oat, and we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that is a ho'adama. Okay, so it's just agavurcha, in other words, by the side note, that the whole grain, bring it down. The reason why they keep it whole grains, because it keeps in all the nutrition. Like it doesn't, once you cook something, once you process something, it gets some of the nutrients leave. So, but when it's mamash, whole grain, the way it was, the way it was, Hashem made it, so then it keeps in all the nutrients, and that's why they have what's called a whole grain oats, which we call granola, and it gets put into bars, made into like a bar, what we call what we know today, a granola bar. Okay, so now as far as the bracha goes, so if a person has a regular granola bar, we've mentioned in the past, Rabelski, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and others explain that the main part of a granola bar is the granola. That's the ikar, if you want to call it the ikar. You have ikar and tuffel, right? The main part and all the other ingredients are there just to enhance the granola. Nobody just takes pieces of oats in general and grains and eats it. You want to have it with made into something that tastes good, if you want to call it. So, but the ikar, the main part, is the whole oats, the whole grain oats, which is the granola, but and we call it what we call the granola bar. But the Rabelski mentioned that, said that, Paskin, that Lemaisa, the, and others also, that Lemaisa, the main, the ikar, the main part is the granola, and everything else around it is the tuffel, meaning we make a huadama. So that's what Rabelski mentioned, we make a huadama on the bar. Now, as far as the after bracha, that does get a little bit complicated. If somebody knows they ate enough l'chayra, the truth is l'maisa will be a bona fushes either way, because of the fact that it will be a bona fushes either way. If you think about it, because we mentioned the Mechaber says that the after bracha is bona fushes, even though there's a toisvis that once he brings down, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a toisvis that could be that you make a bracha mein shalosh, in other words, like al hamichi or something like that. But l'maisa, when the dust settles, if you make a bona fushes, say for Eitzra Lachas, brings down, even if you eat just whole grains, right? That would be l'chayre l'bidyevet, for sure it's good. That's no question about that, because l'maisa, that's what the Mechaber says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch tells us. So in this case also, as long as somebody eats a part of the granola bar, they eat at least a kezias of the granola bar under a 4-minute period, which is b'chdei achilas pras, so then of course you would make a borei nefashos, right? So the first bracha, again being Lefi Rabelski and others, is a ho'adama, and the after bracha in this case on this granola bar in general will be a borei nefashos, again as long as you eat a kezias b'chdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period. Okay, so I do want to say also the if you look at the OU, the website, where is where I looked it up, but be it as it may, they do bring down, there are other poskim who want to say, because of the process that it goes through, that l'chayre to make a mezonos, like we mentioned, once it goes through some sort of a process, whether it's cooking process, other process, it becomes a little bit of a machlokes, whether it's adam or mezonos. So there are others who say mezonos. Barabelsky did paskin that Lamai said the it would be Huadama. So, but b'diavad, if somebody made a mizonos, definitely it b'diavad for sure it would still be good. That's for sure, because you do have other paiskim like that, and suffik brachas lahakol, and so on. So if somebody actually made a mizonos, there's definitely what to rely on with that also. And again, the after brach lechayr, it should be bar nefashis. I mean, if you want to cover 1,000% taisfis, that gets complicated. Like we said, you have to wash and bench, not on the granola bar, but on a piece of bread, you know, so whatever. But we're not going to get into that whole thing right now. But lemaisa, when the dust settles, somebody made a bar nefashis, lechayr, it's good by the evet for sure. And definitely, as long as they know, they're definitely, most of the time, one is not going to eat enough, probably not going to eat enough granola, whole grains, if you want to call it the proper amount, to make a bracha achrona anyways, because you would have to eat the right amount, a kazayis bechdei achilas pras under 4 minutes, which could be a lot of grains in the granola bar. So, but be it as it may, usually you put it all together, all the various different ingredients, and as long as they ate a kazayis, you ate a kazayis of the granola bar, so definitely bar nefashis would cover as far as the after bracha. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.